Hey man, y'all hear about that podcast that childhood friends in the 90s talking bullshit around microphones? I mean, I guess they're calling in from something like 3,000 miles away or something like that. Some shit. I don't know. I guess that's respectful, but it's supposed to be funny or something. I don't know. These guys are talking and they mostly talk about nothing at all, and they talk back and forth and they never agree on something. And then they're all at the end of the question, they're like, what do you think, listeners? As if there were any kind of listeners about to listen to that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why all these whippersnappers think that they can go grab themselves a microphone, get onto the airways and do all that bullshit. Yeah. I'll tell you something, I don't recommend it at all. But they're paying me $10 or something to do it, so I figured I'd do a quick little intro and get some cash and donate it to some charity. I don't know. Anyway, my name's Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
That was like almost Boomhauer.
Yeah. Yeah, that remnants of it.
Whoa.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right. That is a lot like, I guess what I was going for. I was trying to go for a the good folks in the coast of North Carolina, which probably didn't do them justice at all. I can't understand.
I'm pissed off now.
Have them. Yeah, all of our North Carolina listeners are coming for me now.
Did you watch the most recent season of White Lotus?
Yeah.
I heard Parker Posey in that, like, her accent seemed really ridiculous, but apparently, like, the family, like, they're from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, apparently that's, like, she grew up there and she based it on people she knew. Like, do you know anybody who sounds like that?
Oh, that's interesting. What we thought was so funny is that they said that they were from Durham, and like 10 years ago, white people would say, don't drive through Durham. Don't even drive through it. So even though there's Duke here and like Duke is super posh. Yeah. That was a Freudian slip. Duke is super posh. It was, and it's in Durham, but the city was not well resourced nor well respected in the area. And to have such a sort of a rich Southern drawl is not Durham at all. And so when Ann and I heard it, we were like, what, where is this? What part of Durham is this person from? I do think that, honestly, I think that her accent is more like Kentucky. Like, I felt like I met people in Kentucky that were like that, that were like sort of like plantation owner-y sort of. That was the sort of draw.
Or no.
Yeah, exactly. That I wouldn't bat an eye saying that they were from Kentucky, but I haven't met anybody like that. In I've met some people with some strong accents, but nothing like that, just because I think hers sounded really, really rich. And I don't run into very, very rich people here.
I mean, it first, when I first heard it was like she sounds like a cartoon character, but she then did. Like, as the series went on, it grew on me. But,
well, yeah, living down here, you do run into people where you're like, Is that real? Like, is that what you're really talking to me with? But it's,
yeah, my wife's neighbor, old neighbor, he's now passed. He sounded a lot like the guy from, what was it, Big Fish, where he's like, I'm dried out. Like, go, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I watched that.
He literally sounds like that. But he would also, he's like, so from North Carolina, he still says things that you're like, should I hit him should I hit him about that?
Yeah.
We're watching a football and he was a big NC State, I believe it was, fan. Like, they got that colored boy coming in. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
This is 2000. This is 2013, sir.
Yeah. You're 2000 late.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, goodness gracious. I was like, do I trip him or?
do I let just, let just... It be?
Heritage not hate.
Yeah.
Heritage not hate.
He's like, just pass me those Brazil nuts. I mean, Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Anyway,
what's been happening? A peek behind the curtain. We haven't recorded in a few weeks. What's been shaking, gents?
I mean,
I joined so you much. Guys in the 40s.
Hey, that's right.
Oh yeah, Brandon turned. Hey, crossed the hill.
Happy tidings.
Now he doesn't have to be running up that hill. Be running up that. You're going down that hill. Yeah.
DMCA'd again. We're just.
What is the? I mean, the average lifespan in the U.S. isn't it like 70?
Oh, I looked it up.
Something. So
it's less.
Than I am that. Like. Over the,
we've just crested.
Last I looked, it was kind of shocking. I did go down a like a kind of a
something I heard was that like COVID kind of killed, like it put a dent in the life expectancy.
The yeah, I'm sure. I mean, and frankly, like Tylenol probably did a number too. You know what I'm saying?
78.39.
But then I saw.
Take another year off that.
Like in 1850, the life expectancy was 39. So I've already beat 1850's life expectancy.
Yeah, let's go. We're awesome.
Was that hard? Just look at somebody the wrong way and you get shot.
Well, if you look at pictures, like even like of, you know, high school or like kids who are like teenagers or whatever back then, they look like.
Like hardened like our men.
Fathers or something.
Yeah. Yeah. We look soft as fuck.
Yeah.
But that's only because we are. You know, I think it's the generation increasingly so, but also I heard that food contributes a lot to sort of facial structure. So I think because everything is sort of cooked more and is softer to eat, we have less defined, like we have like squishier faces as a generation because we don't eat raw like
our difficult jaws to aren't eat. As defined because
yeah yeah and like chewing. but not only our jaws but like our whole facial structure is sort of less defined because basically what's that movie Eat Wally, we're becoming like Wally where our bones are just sort of becoming
yeah
mushier.
But if it means I don't have to die at 39, that's also okay. So
well, I mean, yeah, back in the day they drank, well, I don't know if they drank clean water, but they, you know, breathed clean air and ate organic and non-GMO foods and mm-hmm. all that.
That is true.
39.
Yeah,
can't beat it. We're curing ourselves from the inside out with MSG.
Yeah,
but we have plumper faces. We're not so gaunt.
We're being dry aged. Speaking of plump faces, though, what's that surgery that all those celebrities are getting?
Buckle fat removal.
Yeah, would you guys ever do that?
Buckle fat.
It's like
yeah,
taking
it's BUCCAL. I think. It's basically like it, getting rid of your cheek fat to
look dead.
Make your face look.
Huh.
Look at the woman who played Wednesday. She's
oh like
in
a
the
before
news
and after.
A before and after. She's like, what's her name?
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, which she's good. She's a good actor. And if you've seen Wednesday. That's a pretty fun show. Did you you're a Addams Family fan. Did you watch it and or enjoy it, Brandon?
I watched the first episode or two and I was like, this isn't for me. It was more of like a teen kind of show.
It is. Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Reservation Dogs?
No, I wanted to, but I never did.
I watched the first season, but I didn't watch anything after that.
Man, I'll tell you what. There's a show, like I know the spirit got really popular by internet memes, the William Knifeback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, and just like being a smart ass spirit, like he has a lot
have,
of. It is a. Never gets a ho, young warrior, niece, granddaughter, nephew, son. He's just kind of, yeah, like
that's
he quoted
sound clip.
Like he what? He's like. you don't have anything for me? He's like, oh, fuck, man, I was on my way to another spirit. He's like, carry on, my wayward son. They will be peace when you are done. Oh, wait a minute. But, like, the very next episode, like, it literally had me and Kara just sitting there in tears. It was like, man, whoever is writing that show, I need to look it up and give them some credit. But, like, that show is so, so well done. I'm sad I slept on it for so long.
Is it streamable?
It's on Disney Plus. It's on
Hulu, right?
Oh.
Or like,
so yeah, Disney Plus.
I think they're going to be the same thing soon because Hulu's going away.
They are. If you have the Disney Plus app, they're all right there, and FX. But yeah,
I'm glad that Congress is out there making sure that monopolies don't happen. They're doing good work.
Right. They're making sure
this isn't a political podcast. But
I'm sorry.
But really, release those.
I would like to retract my statement. I yield my time.
Getting back to Buckle Fat, in 1931, what actors used to do is Boris Karloff, to play Frankenstein's monster, he had a bridge that he took out so his cheeks looked more sunken in to play the monster.
There you go.
He had a
dental bridge, yeah, like on like the sides of his, like for whatever, yeah, his molars, and he took it out so that his cheeks looked more sunken in, so he looked more like a corpse.
Oh, so he put the time and work into like
method acting,
yeah, rather than surgery.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice. I wanted to squeeze that fun piece of trivia in.
You got it.
Before
you
I got it in late. There.
Yeah.
Shoehorned it.
Right in there. Just before we broke for for a little pee break and refill.
Come back
and
for some.
Get some preguntas. Ooh. Muy bien.
Be right back.
Okay.
This episode is sponsored by Autumn. That's right, the changing of the seasons is upon us yet again. The leaves have changed their colors and are beginning to crunch at our feet. The air is crisp, and the smell of hearty stews and delicious pies fill the air. What better time to bundle up and explore the outdoors, or as the kids say, touch grass. Take this time to check out your local parks and lakes and find a trail to take a stroll. Autumn will be here next year, but why wait? It's beautiful now. Take care, stay warm, and go enjoy autumn.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now is the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing queries by finding the top trending questions and answering them here.
Bring it on, Reddit.
Punk ass. First question comes to us from the Ask Reddit subreddit. Username Crispois Destination. They asked, what sucked as a child but is lit as an adult?
Oh, such good. I know exactly the age of this person.
Yeah. No, I don't really want to answer this question just because of the way you asked it. It was the most mid, but you know, wouldn't say sucked
as a child. I mean, I don't take naps, but I would imagine someone on this
naps podcast are based, bro.
Naps, yeah. I definitely don't have to 6-7 a good nap.
Oh no! Jeez.
Actually, spoiler: that is the top answer.
Oh really?
Cross.
Yeah.
Loves tits in DMs. They say okay, take a nap, and that's the top.
just putting it out there.
I like that. That's their
name. Hey, doesn't hurt to ask.
should we send them some? Should we send them some?
Oh, we should. They'd be pretty upsetting ones.
You didn't specify.
Watch him like sign on to Patreon.
Yeah, he's like, send more. Sucked as a kid. I mean, I don't know. Just like any sort of like asking permission, I guess, to do something, but I don't know. That's actually not a great one, because I feel like oftentimes when I don't have anyone to bounce my ideas off of to help me think through it, then I end up like buying something and I'm like, what the fuck did I do this for? So maybe that was a good guardrail.
I wouldn't say it sucked. It was just like, and I know it sounds mean and I don't mean it this way, but like I would say dinner time. Like I felt like I was always being taken away from what I was doing to go to dinner, like either ride my bike with my friends or it's like in the middle of something. And now it's just like, oh man, what am I gonna make for dinner tonight? You know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. I would say maybe I kind of liked school as a kid and learning, but I really enjoy it as an adult. And yeah, you know, it's not work really. Like it's something I do for pleasure. But
getting some nice cross-hatching.
But I mean, I know a lot of people didn't like school or whatever. What?
Yeah, I was gonna say some nice cross-hatching on the lawn when you mow it.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, ooh, wait, I'm just gonna go mow this lawn.
I don't know.
Actually,
I don't know
mowing
how to do
the
that.
Lawn, yeah, is.
Well, I was gonna say like house projects, like. As a kid, you're kind of like,
I still do that. Well, Brandon, you guys like fixing things. I don't. I'm not smart enough to do it or handy enough.
Oh,
I don't have patience.
I got what was it? Two shipments of mulch from a free mulch service, and I got like 10 or 12 yards of mulch to move from the front to the back. That was what I did last week, was I worked out a lot by schlepping mulch from the front yard to the backyard.
Just don't get any truck stuck.
Okay, listen, you know, fuck it. I'm done. You guys finish the podcast. Fuck you, man.
What are some other answers? I don't want to say it's lit. I guess I do. I enjoy doing it if it's done my way. So I would say laundry. Like doing laundry sucked.
That's so funny. I was thinking, if he says laundry, I thought you were going to say laundry, and I just, I think that's bizarre. Please continue. I want to hear why.
I don't know. Like, I just like doing it, I guess. I use the little good bead things, the Febreze beads, as when it comes out and it's all warm.
You love a fragrance.
I do.
I guess like having nothing to do, like actually have like feeling bored, like it is kind of a nice.
That's exciting. It's so exciting to feel bored as an adult.
I mean, no, well, actually, Brandon, that's a really good point. That's
is
a good one.
Like if you actually have some free time, it's like I have nothing on the calendar. I don't have to be anywhere. I don't have to, you know, whatever, attend to anybody's needs. Like,
yeah.
Versus like when you're a kid, it's like I'm bored. I don't. You know, you have to.
Yeah.
Matt, I don't know about your kids, but my kids right now are, there's like the moment something is done, they're like, I don't know what to do. Ugh, I don't know what to do. I'm like, you haven't even taken a moment to think about what to do.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Do something.
Like, especially if you've been really busy, like it, like if you just like sit down for a second, it's like, you know, not even like looking at your phone, just like staring into space. It's like, kind of nice.
That's my problem with my phone, is that I like it always comes out when I have a moment, or even when I don't have a moment. That's actually the worst part, is that like if I'm like going to do something, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just check my, you know, email or whatever, and inevitably I go onto one of the sites that, you know, like YouTube or whatever, and just scroll through, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my time? But
do you ever pull out your phone to do something, and then like you click on something and you get completely distracted? It's like, this isn't the reason why I pulled out
all
my
the
phone.
Time. Like, all the time.
All the time.
Constantly. Constantly.
And it's a complete wrong app, too. It's not even within the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, I meant to look at an email, but I'm going through TikTok right now.
Yeah, it's so easy to do.
I had one of those moments the other night it was like a realization of like, what do I do with my time? And I felt like, you know when you get like that just real nice coziness? Or you're like, and I could fall asleep just right here, right now, like, and just fall asleep. And my wife got some new headphones, so I got to take her old nice headphones and put them on. And I found this playlist that was Tibetan singing bowls.
Oh yeah. You know, the,
and I like, I almost slept the entire night on the couch just because I was like,
dead on the couch.
It was so nice.
I think I talked to you, Matt, about it before that I did a sound bath thing.
Oh, like a deprivation
tank? It's basically that. And I think you would really enjoy going to one of those classes where you just lay on a mat on the floor and they just do that. And
they wouldn't like, I'd be so happy. They wouldn't be like, why is it, do you get to, like, people normally get erections here?
It's the vibrations. And he's farting.
But so he's relaxed. Also asleep. But he's also asleep.
They like call an ambulance because you're still there, like after everybody's left.
It's like, and he died here. What's it? What is it? A medicine bath? Sound bath?
Sound bath?
Sound
bath. Oh, sound bath. I thought you were talking about, have you guys ever done those deprivation tanks?
I have. Those are cool.
Yeah.
Where they have like 1,800 pounds of salt in it, so you can't sink. The first time I went to one, the girl was like, have you been here before? And I was like, no. And I did ask, I was like, is it possible to have headphones? Like, could I listen to music? And she's like, oh, like if you bring your own in, and she's like, blah, blah, blah. As we're on our way back, she's like, but you know what? My boyfriend comes here after hours. I was like, whoa, wait. And she's like, and he listens to Dark Side of the Moon. Because one of the light scopes that you can have, like it just changes, like kind of tie-dye, and it projects on the wall. And I was like, man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you looking to trip balls, man?
Yeah. Come in here after work. Give you a discount.
Yeah. Besides naps, the next top answer is having nothing planned.
Yeah.
going to bed early and having absolutely no plans on the weekend. As a child, I would be devastated. As an adult, tears of joy. quiet. learning. It's so fun to study your things of interest at your own pace with materials and tutors you picked for yourself without an annoying group of people you're forced to study with.
Another puzzles. Days
where I don't do anything at all. Staying puzzles. In on a nice Friday night. Yep.
Yeah. Puzzles, because I feel like when I was a kid, they were kind of fun, but they got annoying and not annoying, but like they became boring very quickly. Where now I can just sit there and I could not find a piece for, I don't know, 10 minutes and still be like relatively content. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because it's like a really low impact activity with not needing to do anything. So
I guess I got one that maybe it's on more on the emotional side, and not, I wouldn't say sucked, but I would say like going places with your parents as adults, right? Like sometimes when you, cause we were kids, it was like, get in the car, we're going. Why? Because I said, can't leave you at home, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's like you're always going, but like now it, when you're going out with your parents, like, I don't know, do you want to go out to dinner or do you want to come up for dessert or do you want to watch my kids while I go out for dessert? You know, or something.
Oh, yeah, that's fun for you.
And it's fun for them.
Yeah, no, I feel like...
getting drunk with your dad is better as an adult than it was a kid.
Not sort of feeling obligated, but doing it like that sort of thing, like having dinner. Well,
and you just
family.
Have the opportunity to do better things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you would go to a restaurant they don't want to go to and they are taking you to Chuck E. Cheese and they're miserable. So,
yeah.
This other one, receiving socks or books as gifts.
Oh, yeah.
I would add underwear into that. Like receiving, yeah, socks.
Have you guys gotten to the point where you have like you get the same underwear, like the same brand even for like Christmas and stuff?
No.
Because I found mine.
I asked specifically for a specific type of underwear.
Do you like, you've asked and you haven't gotten it?
No, I have gotten it.
Okay. Same.
It'd be funny if you asked specifically for a particular brand and they got you like the off brand.
From Timu.
No, there's a nice, there's a brand that they sell at Cabela's that is very comfortable.
That oh, is that the very like nice, the breathless like,
big boy underwear?
Good. It's nice. Good. It's good to find stuff that's comfortable. I still haven't figured out a good, like I get budget socks and underwear, like Costco socks and underwear, and like it's fine. It does its job, but I wouldn't say they're like the most comfortable things on there.
I'll tell you what, I just got some new high socks, some Kirkland socks, because like all my winter socks have holes in the soles now.
Yeah.
So I had to buy it myself. Man, those are good.
I just got socks today from Costco. Because I ran through a bunch of my short runners. So
I gotta say though, my favorite underwear, it's a brand called Pair of Thieves.
Oh yeah. I'm wearing Pair of Thieves right now.
Man, they're so comfy. The like the material that they have, like it's like athletic. That didn't look quite right. The material that they
get on in there,
get some arm exercises in.
No, it's like that sport material makes you feel like you're wearing a jersey on your, you know what I mean? Ooh, like the stretchy, yeah. Nice Pair of Thieves, man. Give us a holla.
Isn't Give Pair us some... of Thieves a Target brand?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought it was luxury.
I think I've seen them at Fred Meyer.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're not a Target brand.
Really? So, I thought this was some like...
If you're not in the Northwest, you're Kroger or whatever. I don't know.
Exclusive.
Yeah, I thought it was...
groceries.
Damn. Well, either way, that doesn't sway my opinion on them. Go yeah, get no, you
if
some.
If they do it for you, they hit just right.
Oh, they do. Anyway.
Also, the Shaquille O'Neal big and tall underwear sold at JCPenney is comfortable.
Nice.
Shaq has a line of big and tall clothes at JCPenney.
I would expect nothing less. Probably also an investor in Baby Gap.
He makes a... That guy. That guy.
What
doesn't Although I will say, some of the styles are... a little too colorful for my taste.
Oh, interesting. So what's too colorful or
for my
taste?
Style?
You don't want a big Superman over your junk?
Well, no. I mean, like, not the underwear, but like the clothing that he puts out. It's meant for a more urban
You could pull it off.
Audience.
Yeah, you could pull it off.
You could pull it off.
Like it look like an unk at Easter, like showing up and like
as you should.
Yeah.
Well,
taking
know
showers.
What you're getting you for your late birthday present.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a Steve Harvey sort of suit, like a double breasted like red suit or something. Yeah, this person says taking showers.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say taking baths, but I kind of liked them as a kid anyway. I really like them as an adult.
Routine. I am tired of my messed up life.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's a good point.
Vegetables. Yeah, especially like if you know how to cook them in a way that you enjoy.
Yeah, there are definitely some vegetables that, or food in general. Like, I think I had a pretty decent palate as a kid, but it's certainly better now. Spicy stuff, super spicy stuff. I like spicy stuff.
No, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, spicy food. Like, as a kid, you didn't really like it. Now you do.
Yeah.
This person says getting spanked.
There you go.
Respect.
Water used to be met as a kid. My favorite thing to drink as an adult.
Yeah.
Being a passenger in a car.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Especially as like young adults, like when we all got our licenses, it was like fun to be the driver.
I still like it a lot.
You still like
driving? Do you do most of the driving?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I do. I do all the driving. When we're a group.
Can't be trusted.
Oh.
Women drivers and all that.
Nope. That's not what I was saying.
And we'll put the words.
And if you're listening to this,
we'll put the words in your mouth.
Give them the right to vote, the right to wear pants, give them driver's licenses. Next thing you know, there's a Democrat in the White House.
With that, should we roll on to the next question?
Yeah, I thought you said this wasn't a political one yet.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next one. Actually, I'll do this one because.
Do it, Jake. Do it.
I told you that this is.
Oh, this, that's right.
This is broken. Taking the filter off.
Yeah. Mainlining it.
Yeah, I'm going to call an audible, and I'm going to do this because, Matt, you mentioned you like fragrances and stuff. So this is from the subreddit Ask Men Over 40, since we're now all over 40.
Yeah, let's go.
Just like that, we got finally a new decade.
Username Vegas Love. They ask, can a woman's perfume make a huge difference in attracting men? I love perfumes, but recently I, 43 female, started buying and building my own small collection of perfumes. Lately, I noticed more men have been approaching me and talking to me in public, and I can assure you nothing has changed in my appearance, including the way I dress. I was on a flight recently, and I know I look like a mess. I didn't wear makeup, I had a mask on, and my hair was all over the place. The guy next to me started talking to me and making sure I got my drinks and snacks from the flight attendant. Of course, I appreciate his efforts, but this has never happened before in my life. Since birth, I'm usually the one who has to initiate conversations with men. I've been on flights in the past where I sat next to men and nothing happens. I also attended a seminar and this guy kept talking to me. I was surprised because men don't usually talk to me during seminars or conferences. The only thing different now is I wear perfumes more often, and I definitely put more thought on which perfume to wear for the day slash evening or event. So my question is, do perfumes make a difference with attracting men?
All right. First of all, just because a guy is nice to you and wants to talk to you twice doesn't mean that they're falling all over you.
Okay. Point of order. Point of order. It absolutely means that they're attracted to you.
I'm going to say absolutely yes. especially if you didn't wear it before. You can become accustomed to your own musk fragrance, whatever it is that you put out there. And sometimes that's not good. But if you start wearing fragrances, absolutely. And everybody's into something different. Some might like more like woodsy and spicy, and some might like more candy and sweet, and some might like more floral and light. Change it up. See what kind of men you get. Be like, ooh, woodsy and earthy, not for me.
That would be a really interesting, like, you start profiling what fragrances attract what flavor of at least, like, you know, initial reaction flavor of person.
It's like fishing, cast out a lure and see which kind of bait works for it.
I mean, so for me, like, I've always, I'm not big into fragrances. Granted, I smell bad, as you can all attest from youth, but I've never really enjoyed fragrances, especially anything that was like overt that you could like detect. but there are, you know, chemical, what's it called? Like there's specific physiological things that occur with some of these fragrances that, that people react to, right?
I'd be curious as to what she actually purchased, because they do make colognes and perfumes that have pheromones in them.
Yeah, right.
So it's like purposefully trying to entice.
Yeah.
Like baiting your deer. Yeah. If you really, like, if you want to really go down a rabbit hole and have your head explode, there's a whole subgroup of people that layer fragrances because some act with others differently based off the oils.
Layer
used.
Fragrances. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean, it makes sense.
I definitely feel like, you know, like there's that saying that like a fragrance should be discovered, not announced. And I feel like people who wear wear perfumes or colognes a lot. What?
I said easy.
Well, no, I feel like people who wear
don't
perfumes
look into the
or
camera.
Colognes a lot.
You son of a bitch.
No, people who wear perfumes or colognes a lot, like at a certain point, you kind of start to go nose blind to it. And yeah. So you're like, oh, I'll just add a couple spritzes more. And then a couple spritzes more, you know, and then at a certain point, it's like, you know, overpowering. Yeah.
There is like the chemistry behind it of switching out your fragrance if you can, like every other day or take a day off or a couple of days off. It does reset. And for the people that wear it frequently, like I do, that's just one thing I like is to smell nice. There are times where I'll go a week without wearing it and then I'll put some on and be like, whew. I can smell that again. So, I mean, it just tells you, yeah, you do become nose blind to it. But
what fragrances do you use, Matt?
I have like 7 different ones.
Do you do like this or do you like walk through it? How do you apply it?
I do apply it directly to the skin. And there's a lot of people that say you should walk through it. And then there's some people that say you should just do this. And then there's other people that say you shouldn't rub your wrists together because it destroys all the oils and
sure.
compounds. I don't know. Everybody has their own. I just go, yep, one on each. Because like, I think you and I follow the same Irish guy who does all the dress, right? And he gets his right behind his ears.
Yeah.
And that apparently, he has a video on it and it's how your facial features are. It like, apparently, you know, if you put like your face in a wind tunnel, it will go back like from here. So it's just like a direct line to your nasal cavity.
So it's for you.
I don't know. Maybe he has a lot of women behind getting necky with him.
Well, in England, no, not in England. I mean, people kiss each other's cheeks, right? As greetings.
Yeah.
Posh people, not us. We
just put it on your cheeks and be like, blah, blah, blah.
No, but
oh God, just between my cheeks for a fragrance.
Brandon's layering Aqua Velva and Axe over there. Real chemist.
No, my wife actually has a chemical sensitivity, so I haven't worn cologne or anything since I've been with her. And I do know, yeah, there are a lot of people who are, I mean, no disrespect, Matt, but like off put, you know, like it does like make them feel ill and things when they smell perfumes or fragrances. And I've even seen like places around that, you know, like I've been to like theaters and stuff. It's like, please don't wear fragrances while attending the show or whatever, you know, stuff like that. And it is kind of like, I'm not really sensitive to it, but it is like, if you're like in an elevator or on a plane or, you know, in a enclosed space with somebody with a lot of perfume, it is kind of, I find it off-putting.
Yeah.
I find it very noticeable and kind of obnoxious. I guess I don't find, not necessarily off-putting.
Yeah.
I guess obnoxious is off-putting.
Yeah. Like, especially like you, if you walk by like on the sidewalk with like, there's like some young guys who are like dressed in like nice clothes, like going out clothes. And then you walk by them and it's just like a big, like fog bank of,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
I do have to say like, though, Jesus. Like I do think you can overdo it and still smell nice, but like the Avon lady perfume, if you're coating that stuff on, oh God. Yeah. Or if like my grandpa, if your cologne comes in something shaped like a glass race car that you undo the trunk and put it in, like, that's not what you want to be
classy.
Slathering.
You
want to
buy it
night.
By the gallon.
Yeah.
Aqua Velva.
It comes in like a the bulk version comes in like a paint can or like a gasoline can.
I mean, I distinctly remember the very first cologne that I got, and it was Brute. It's like, let's make this 12-year-old smell like a 72-year-old. But I thought it was the coolest thing. It's like, yeah.
I remember those old glass perfume bottles of like, yeah, whatever, like a race car or
horse. My grandpa had like a gun. Vintage car collection of them.
I remember Derringers would come in like a Derringer gun box, but it would be like a glass perfume.
I see them at estate sales all the time. Those and like Jim Beam used to make like ceramic bottles in like all sorts of different shapes and things. Yeah. All the time you see those a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. Like I guess as long as, you know, there are like the old lady perfumes like White Diamonds or whatever that it's
yeah.
When we first bought our house, it did smell like old lady perfume for a while.
Until she passed over or crossed over.
Yeah. Still get whiffs of it from now and then.
Wouldn't that suck to have a ghost and it just smelled like, yeah, the worst diamonds are forever. It's like you can tell
Florence is here again. Or yeah. Whatever.
Oh, Christ.
You know, like how entities can like walk through your body. She's like, oh.
But I mean, personally, like I've never been like, ooh, this lady smells nice. I'm going to chat her up. Like
I've never done that before. not knowingly.
Like I've complimented the fragrance. Actually, I had this happen not long ago. I was a creep, and I actually, like, there was a bartender.
Nice.
Yeah, so a bartender was working. I was like, is that? I gotta ask, is that
multiple Migs thing from Silence of the Lambs? I can smell your.
No. That is to say, cunty.
Yeah, if you smell cunty, is that
like, oh, actually,
you smell like a bad bitch, or you
you're like, ooh, girl, you smell cunty.
Ooh, girl, you better wash your ass.
No, there was a girl who was bartending at my local tap room, and I was like, I gotta ask, is that Flower Bomb? And they were like, she was impressed that she's like, how do you know that? Like, well, I saw you put it on. No,
I saw you put it on. Oh, I've got a camera set up pretty well angled.
But and that's when she actually said, oh, that's the first one, but it is layered with another one. It's like, oh, cool. So I
you
like
I'm plugging the toilet can back in.
But I've never been like, man, you smell so great. Let's go out. Like that is that? It doesn't seem like a segue at all.
I think it would be a thing like if somebody smelled bad. Obviously, you would not be.
You smell like shit. Can I have your number?
What the fuck?
Hey, you have low standards. You want to get with a guy like me?
Hey, you don't take care of yourself. Me neither.
Well, there you have it. Dating advice from 3 40-year-olds.
Listen. Say we've got the finger on the pulse.
See, we spray some perfume on this turd and wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. Oh, what?
Nope. No, it's not even worth please.
He's going to reopen
please
a can
show
of
us out. Show us out.
All right. Well, thank you to our loyal patrons for supporting the show. If you haven't already, head over to Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense to show your support. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Goodbye.
Cheers.